We move next to another enduring icon, the food pyramid. It was redesigned and relaunched last April, but just this week, the Department of Agriculture said it will be slightly altered again to reflect mercury warnings about fish. But you probably won't notice unless you go to the department's website, because the new design basically consists of vertical stripes without words or pictures. Jeffrey Schaefer of the Christian Science Monitor wrote that to him, quote, "It looks like the kind of undecipherable road sign drivers might encounter while motoring in one of the former Soviet republics." Last April, we spoke to Marion Nessel, professor of nutrition and public health at New York University, about the pyramid. Here's a piece of that.
You know, I'm kind of interested in the pyramid as a very important piece of American iconography. It dates back to 1992, but...
It dates back to 1991, which is when the Department of Agriculture first tried to release it and was forced to withdraw it under pressure from the cattlemen's associations and the dairy lobbying groups because they didn't like where their food ended up at the top of the pyramid. So in this version, they've gotten rid of that problem. There isn't anything at the top of the pyramid. I guess you're supposed to figure out where it went. One of the interesting things about it, from my standpoint, is that Porter Novelli, the public relations firm that developed this, had done an earlier version in which there was clear hierarchy. It had whole wheat bread at the bottom and Cinnabons at the top. And all of the eat less messages have been gotten rid of. So there isn't anything that you can't eat.
This pyramid doesn't tell you anywhere to eat less. And you mentioned Porter Novelli, this public relations group. Other departments of Porter Novelli represent various food industry clients with a lot at stake in the development of this pyramid. Should we be at all concerned about this?
Well, we should, because conflict of interest is just rife in this entire process. It isn't only that Porter Novelli has conflict of interest, but the Department of Agriculture has conflict of interest. And this conflict has gone back many, many years. On the one hand, the department's main function is to promote consumption of American agricultural products, and for that, the USDA must ask people to eat more, not less. At the same time, the department is supposed to be the lead agency for advising the public about diet and health. This sometimes means eat less. It certainly should mean eat less junk food.
And it doesn't even say that.
It can't say that. It gets into too much political trouble.
And so your feeling is that this pyramid, this has been a multi-million dollar, is it too strong to say, disaster?
Well, I don't know whether it's a disaster. I just don't think it's helpful. I mean, if you want to help the American people at a time when people are so overweight, you want an educational campaign focused on eating less. And to do that, you have to restrict portion size. Everything should be about portion size these days.
How do you visually depict eating less?
Well, I'm not a graphic designer, but if somebody gave me $2.5 million, I bet I could find somebody who could do it.
Marion, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Marion Nessel is professor of nutrition, food studies, and public health at New York University. And now this perspective from Marilyn Manson.
The ancient pharaohs were not too bright, they say, but they made one contribution that I live by to this day. It's the food pyramid, and it's approved by the USDA. No grains are the foundation, so please take my advice. Have 5 to 11 servings of bread, cereal, or rice. 3 to 5 of vegetables, and 4 fruits is best. They're antioxidants and fiber help you to digest. 3 servings of yogurt, milk, and cheese. Help your bones and subsidize the cattle industries. A body needs to grow, and growing takes routines. Why meat can be a tasty treat like fish or human beans. When you eat your sweets, make sure you try to limit your servings or you'll die!
Everybody!
My body is a pyramid that's made of healthy food. What we say, yeah. Eat right every day.
I love you. You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.